Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy.
make us, Lord, a holy habitation for your presence. And let second verse, ruler of the nations.
Kingdom come, let your kingdom come.
prayer of all of our hearts that he would captivate us.
First attendee in this conference, your host has joined.
Everyone singing your prayer now, captivate my heart. Thank you.
life depends on you. Where you lead me, I will follow. Precious Holy Spirit, this life I live. My life is in your hands. My life is in your hands. You're the love of my life. My life is in your hands. My life is in your hands. My life is in your hands. You're the love of my life. Jesus.
Baby, in the hands of a mother, my life is in your hands.
My life is in your hands. Lord, I'm safe in your hands. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, you can count on me. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory prayer service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless and welcome each and every one this morning. This is a day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of God. Hallelujah. Our Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We praise you. Hallelujah. We worship you. We glorify your name, O God. Your name, O God, is awesome. It's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We bless your name. And we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We adore you, Almighty God. We bless you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst. Holy Spirit, we praise you. We worship you. We glorify your name. Oh, we bless your name. Praise you, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We adore you. We love you, Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God, take preeminence in this service. Have your way in our lives. Oh, how I love Jesus because he first loved me. Holy Spirit, hover over each and every one of us this morning as individuals. Oh, Holy Spirit, those that are here, hover over the face of the waters of each and every one of our lives. Hover over the face of the waters over this ministry. Hover over the face of the waters over our children's lives. Hover over the face of the waters over our grandchildren's lives. Hover over the face of the waters over our siblings' lives. Hover over the face of the waters over our nieces and our nephews' lives. Hover over the face of the waters over our spouses' lives in the name of Jesus. And let there be light. Your holy light shine in this service. Let your holy light shine in our lives. Let your holy light shine in the lives of our children. Let there be light. Let your holy light shine in the lives of our grandchildren. Let there be light. Let your holy light shine in the lives of our siblings. Let there be light. Let your holy light shine in the lives of our nieces and our nephews. Let there be light. Let your holy light shine in the lives, O God, of our siblings, our nieces, our nephews. Let your holy light shine in the lives of our spouses. Let there be light. Let your light shine, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let your holy light shine in the depths of this ministry, O God, in the name of Jesus, upon each and every one of us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let there be light. Oh, Father God, lit up the altar in us, oh God. We, Lord, let us follow after you. You are the light of the world, oh God, and we carry the light of Jesus Christ within us. So, Father God, let your light shine in us. that others may see and glorify your name. Father God, let your light illuminate our minds in the name of Jesus. Let your light illuminate our thoughts. Turn it from the natural to the supernatural. Illuminate our minds. Turn our minds from natural to the supernatural. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, illuminate the scriptures as we read the word. Illuminate our worship, oh, God. Illuminate our praise. Turn our praise from natural praise to supernatural praise. Turn our worship from natural worship to supernatural worship. In the name of Jesus, as we read the word of God, turn it from the natural to the supernatural. Let the Spirit of God move upon the word, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Lord, let us walk supernaturally, O God. In the name of Jesus, not by might of power, but by your Spirit, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, let your light shine in our dwelling places, O God. Shine our dwelling places, O God, in the name of Jesus, from natural to the supernatural, for the presence of the Lord to fill our homes. Let the presence of the Lord fill our places. Let the presence of the Lord fill our workplaces. The presence of the Lord is here. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, you inhabit the praises of your people, O God. You live in our praise, O God. In the name of Jesus, our praise without the Holy Spirit is dead praise. We want our praise to be filled up with the Holy Ghost, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, that we will praise you from our hearts. You will worship you in spirit and in truth, O God. In the name of Jesus, when you say worship in spirit and in truth, you speaking about worship, speaking about us coming up higher, O God. You speaking about us preaching and teaching the word by the Holy Ghost, singing, O God, by the Holy Spirit, walking by the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you and we bless you. We ask you this morning to have mercy upon us. Oh God, have mercy. Forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us, oh God, from all unrighteousness. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right and a steadfast spirit within us. We cry out for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning in the name of Jesus. Rain down your mercy upon us, O God. Rain down your mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren, our nieces and our nephews. Have mercy upon our siblings in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our spouses in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God. Forgive us of all the things that we have done that are not pleasing to you, O God. Have mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. O God, let the blood speak. Let the blood speak for us, O God, in the name of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus into the atmosphere. The blood of Jesus into the cyberspace. The blood of Jesus into the networks. The blood of Jesus in the service, on the networks, in the radio waves, in the computer waves. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, to take away every evil in the name of Jesus, to cleanse the atmosphere of the blood, cleanse our children's dwelling places with the blood of Jesus. Oh, cleanse our children with the blood of Jesus. Your blood, the blood of Jesus. Our grandchildren with the blood of Jesus. Our spouses with the blood of Jesus. Let the blood The blood of Jesus speak for us. Oh God, we thank you for the precious blood. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Your blood, let your blood give us your strength, oh God. In the name of Jesus, strengthen us. Let the blood of Jesus strengthen each and every one of us. Let the blood of Jesus heal us. In the name of Jesus, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus heal each and every one of us. Let the blood of Jesus make us whole. In the name of Jesus, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Oh God, your blood, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. The blood, we cover our offices with the blood of Jesus, our cars, our stations. In the name of Jesus, whether we're traveling by car, whether we're traveling by plane or buses, in the name of Jesus, we cover the plane with the blood of Jesus. We cover the buses with the blood of Jesus, the public transportation with the blood of Jesus. We cover our personal transportation with the blood of Jesus, with the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. We apply the blood to the work of our hands. We apply the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Everything we cover in the blood of Jesus, let the blood speak. We cover our children in the blood of Jesus, oh God, their schools, their dwelling places, in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus Christ. Oh God, this morning we put on the full armor of God. And the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put the armor on. In the name of Jesus, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, we put the armor on our spouses, upon each and every one under the sound of our voice this morning. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, we thank you, oh God. We complete dress, oh God, the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. We come with faith, the shield of faith, to quench every fiery dart of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the armor in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, this morning, we ask you, almighty God, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us and the glory, the glory, the glory, the glory within us. In the name of Jesus, help us, O God. Holy Spirit, we need you every second, every minute, every hour. In the name of Jesus, you are our lifeline. We cannot make it without you. Jesus, we need you. We need you. We need you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus, we love you. Hallelujah. You are the true vine. We are attached to the true vine. We thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Jesus. We thank you for salvation. We thank you, Lord. Without Jesus, where would we be? We thank you, Jesus. You paid the price once and for all. Now we can enter boldly to the throne of grace. We thank you, Lord, for sending your only begotten Son. We thank you, Lord, for whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Oh, God, we adore you, Lord. Lord, we adore you. Lord, we adore you. We adore you. We adore you. We adore you. Oh, God Almighty, Thank you for the fresh oil this morning, the fresh anointing, oh God. Pour upon each and every one of us the fresh oil, the fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. From glory to glory, take us from favor to favor. Shield us with your favor. Take us higher, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Yekuriyamase. Pour your fresh oil upon each and every one of us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Your anointing, oh God, you anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and power, Lord Jesus. Father God, anoint us with your Holy Ghost and power. Father God, anoint us with your Holy Ghost and power. Father, anoint us with your Holy Ghost and power in the name of Jesus. Father, anoint us. Anoint us, O God. Anoint us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are a wall of fire around us. And you are the glory within us, the wall of fire around us, a wall of fire, O God, around each and every one of us, this ministry, our families, O God, and the glory within us, O God. We thank you, O God, that no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned in the name of Jesus. O Father God, we bless your name. If it had not been you who was on our side, where would we be? Hallelujah. And so, Lord, we thank you. We bless your name. We have a God that will never fail us. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Good morning to all of you that's just joining us. We bless God for each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. 1 Chronicles 13. David conferred with each of his officers, commanders of thousands, and commanders of hundreds. He then said to the whole assembly of Israel, if it seems good to you, and if it is the will of the Lord our God, let us send word far and wide to the rest of our people throughout the territories of Israel, and also to the priests and the Levites who are with them in their towns and pastures land to come and join us. Let us bring the ark of our God back to us, for we did not inquire of it during the reign of Saul. The whole assembly agreed to do this because it seemed right to all the people. So David assembled all Israel, from Shihor River to Egypt, to Lebo Hamath, to bring the ark of God from Kiriath Jearim. David and all Israel went to Baala of Judah, Kiriath Jearim, to bring up from there the ark of God, the Lord who is enthroned between the cherubim, the ark that is called by the name. Hallelujah. They moved the ark. Okay, hallelujah. Let's go to the next one. I'm sorry we did this yesterday. Hallelujah. We bless the name of God. Hallelujah. We praise the name of God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you and we bless you. Father, we adore you, O God. Father, we worship you, O God. It's 1 Chronicles 15 because we did 13 yesterday. Hallelujah. Let me read it again. I won't keep you long with it. After David had constructed himself in the city of David. He prepared a place for the ark of God and pitched a tent for it. Then David said, no one but the Levites may carry the ark, because the Lord chose to carry the ark of the Lord and to chose them and to minister before him forever. David assembled all Israel in Jerusalem to bring up the ark of the Lord to the place he had prepared. He called together the descendants of Aaron and the Levites. From the descendants of Kohath, Uriel, the leader, he called, and then we'll go to 11. Then David summoned Zadok and Abiathar, the priests, and Uriah, Asaiah, Joel, Shimea, Eliah, and Ananias, the Levites. He's taking the ark back. You remember yesterday I spoke to you about the ark when Uzzah died. Hallelujah, that we have to be very careful and be detailed when it comes to the things of God. Hallelujah. He said to them, you are the heads of the Levitical families, and you and your fellow Levites are to consecrate yourself and bring up the ark of the Lord, the God of Israel, to the place I have prepared for it. So you see, now he's following everything, because he realized the people, he saw the depth of the Uzzah. So now David is coming and he's doing it the right way. What am I saying to you this morning? And I want you to keep this word in your heart. Maybe perhaps because of ignorance you thought you were doing the right thing. And many of us, because of ignorance, we thought we were doing the right thing. Hallelujah. And it is the right thing for the presence of the Lord to be with us. Yes, it's the right thing, because the ark at that time represented the presence of the Lord. But then the Lord is saying to us, look, you can't just do this the way you want to do it or the way you see fit. You got to do it according to the way. If you want the presence of the Lord to come into your home, if you want the presence of the Lord to be with you, there are certain criteria you have to follow. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I'm talking about it regularly. Hallelujah. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Hallelujah. And you are holy through Christ Jesus. Not of the works of your own. Hallelujah. You can't bring let's say, an unclean person. You know, you say you're worshiping God, and then all kinds of stuff taking place in your home. I'm sorry, you know. And how do you expect the presence of the Lord? If the presence of the Lord comes, it will be terrible, because you will come as a righteous judge. So we have to live holy and we have to live righteous when we carry the ark of God, which is in our hearts. And that's why you can go to services, or and you can know that the presence of the Lord is not there. You can tell when the presence is there. Hallelujah. And God wants us to learn how to recognize his presence, how to handle his presence. Because if you don't handle the presence of the Lord according to what he tells us to do, it can even amount to death. Look, Uzzah died. You can't help God. The ark will not fall. You cannot help him. That's the presence of the Lord. And we're using, because the ark was in the Old Testament, but we're using it to represents the presence of the Lord. You can't carry the presence of the Lord in your heart, and you got unforgiveness within you. Then you're not carrying the presence of the Lord. So how do you do it? You pray to God and ask for forgiveness, and then we got to forgive others also. Amen? In the name of Jesus. Because you can't carry the presence of the Lord with bitterness and hatred and things. And many times we're so proud, we don't want to say sorry. And the presence of the Lord is holy and he's righteous. So what do? We come to the throne of grace and we ask God for mercy, creating us a clean heart and renew a right spirit. Does that happen? Well, it's a process. Because we have yielded, Lord, this person hurt me. This person did A, B, C. You speak to God in your closet. And if whatever you're going through, whatever that person or family or individual has done, We lift it unto the Lord, and you tell God how you feel. Hallelujah. And lay down and let him know what you feel. And when you let him know, I say, Lord, I release it unto you. Then the Holy Spirit will again come into your heart. And by the time you look, you will have that person in your mind. The transformation will begin, and that bitterness will turn to love. When we turn things over to God, he makes it right. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I'm not saying you come on the prayer line and say ABC. I'm saying that you go into your closet. You do not want the presence of the Lord to leave you. You cannot, you carry the presence of the Lord, and you're on the telephone 24/7, and there's gossip, gossip, gossip. The Lord hates it. He hates it. He hates it. And then you carry the presence of the Lord, and when you put the telephone down, you feel so miserable because you have allowed the enemy to take you into a zone that you really don't want to go to. Hallelujah. You are trying to put the phone down, but you couldn't put it down. Hallelujah. But so what do? When the Holy Spirit convicts you, you get on your knees. Go to God in prayer and ask you for mercy and ask you for the Holy Ghost to help you so that you can know how to say the right words. Hallelujah. And so you cannot engage. You can't preach the word of God and you engage. The enemy was sent to mess with you. There are so many things. So when you're carrying the presence of the Lord, there are so many things. You can't carry the presence of the Lord and you fornicating in adultery. No, he is holy. The reason I'm saying that God is holy, he said, be ye holy, for I am holy. We cannot just be holy like that. Oh, no, you need the Holy Spirit to help you to forgive, help you to do the right thing. That's why he said, I will send you the Holy Spirit. So that we can walk the way, the will of God. In the name of Jesus, I am weak, but he is strong. So what do? You turn your weakness, give your weaknesses to him. When you give it to him, you will turn it into strength. Hallelujah. And you will be able to overcome temptation and overcome the devil in the name of Jesus. As you do it, you get better and better each time. Yes, you will be hurt. Yes, you will be disappointed. Yes, you will be betrayed. All those things will happen as long as we live. But we got to learn to turn it to God. Take it to God in prayer. Do not let those things be a hindering block to you. In the name of Jesus. God is faithful and just. He will forgive. And he will cleanse you. Before a righteous man falls down, he will get up. God will not let you. But you got to surrender those things to him. Father, we thank you this morning for your word. In the name of Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Spirit moving upon the word, turning it from a logos to a rhema. Lord, we hear your voice. We heed to your voice. Oh, God, we'll take these things to you in prayer. Everything emotional that we go through, release it on the cross, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for turning situations in our favor. We thank you for breakthrough. We thank you for deliverance, oh God. We thank you for healing, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for making us whole. Keep us hidden in the secret, in your secret place. Hide us under the shadow of your wings. Father, this morning, oh God, I pray for my son Joshua, oh God. In the name of Jesus, celebrating his 12th birthday, oh God, I ask you to be with him. Bless him, oh God. I pray that he excel above his peers, oh God. I pray, oh God, that he have a heart to listen to his mom in the name of Jesus, oh God, and be respectful, oh God, to elders, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let the spirit that was on Daniel rest upon Joshua, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for him. I thank you for what you're doing in his life. I thank you that he is an example to his little brother in the name of Jesus. And not only his brother, for his crowd, his friends. Now, Father, 12 years old is an age we all know is peer pressure. Separate him from peer pressure, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh godly friendship, Father God, bless him exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can think or ask of. The Father God, it is Joshua, I think he was only 7 when he received the gift of the Holy Spirit with evidence speaking in tongues. I thank you, Lord, that he will use the tongues to glorify you in the name of Jesus. Draw near unto God and he will draw near unto us. So, Father, we thank you. Continue to be a wall of fire around us, around him and a glory within him. I thank you for each and every one, oh God, and their children and their families. Bless each one in a special way. Bless their going in and coming out. Thank you for traveling mercies for Mariama. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. In the name of Jesus and those that are traveling, we pray for traveling mercies. I think Allison and her husband, who is supposed to be traveling, we pray for them also, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, bless each and every one. I pray, Lord, that you will comfort Fatmata's heart, oh God, her family over the loss of her brother, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for each and every one this morning. I pray for Parita, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Touch her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, oh God. In the name of Jesus, bless her children, bless her children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, you be, oh God, the glory and the lifter of her hands, oh God, her head, oh God. Let, oh God, touch her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Let everything that she does bring glory and honor to your name, oh God. And even when she slips, oh God, that you will be with her in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for the new thing you're doing in this ministry. I thank you, Lord, that you have already anointed Pastor Young, oh God. I thank you, Jesus, for going into her home and preparing, oh God, the place for her meetings, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that the angels are preparing your home. Angels are going all around preparing, telling the people, the angels, cleansing the home, oh God, that when people come into our home that she pray and read the word, oh God, that the anointing will fall like never before. Healing, deliverance, restoration will take place. Signs and wonders will follow her in the name of Jesus, oh God. I thank you for the overflow, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that she will constantly seek you and seek your face and know what, and she will listen to what you want her to do, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless her son, bless his marriage, bless Mama Somerville, bless Mother Brooks, bless Sister Stanley, bless everyone under the sound of my voice in this ministry, Fatmata, everyone, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I pray for Olamatu, who's been sick. Oh God, I ask you to heal her, oh God. Heal her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And all those that are sick, oh God, heal. Those that need financial blessings, Lord, we pray for divine release in the name of Jesus. And Lord, as we're about to place this magazine out, the Spring Magazine 2023, Father God, from the natural to the supernatural, Father God, when people pick up this magazine and read it, let them have a life-changing encounter with Jesus Christ. Let the magazine represent the presence of Almighty God. Anoint each word, each page, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I call forth the angels to go north, the holy, south, east, and west, oh God. Let there be a demand, oh God, on this magazine in the name of Jesus. That, Father God, we will increase the sale of the magazine, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you for every writer. I thank you, Lord. I ask you to bless them in a special way in the name of Jesus. We pray for the upcoming Mother's Day, pre-Mother's Day program, oh God, service, oh God. Father God, go ahead of us. Prepare the place, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, let the anointing flow, O God. Let the people come expecting to receive spiritual food from the word of God. In the name of Jesus, let the anointing break forth, O God. Father God, I pray for the guest speaker, O God. In the name of Jesus, that you will follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, O God. O Father God, let the Spirit flow in that meeting, April 29th. In the name of Jesus, O God. And Father, we thank you for breakthrough. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance, O God. In the name of Jesus, do what you do best. Let the name of Jesus Christ be glorified. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we bless you. Father God, we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day. In Jesus' name, amen.